Well, you know the advice I always give you. Before we kick off at 7 o'clock each morning, you should spend the preceding hours on Bill Bennett's Morning in America, where you'll hear his magnificent and returning stable of guests, and where on Friday you'll hear me filling in on that show, as I will do this Friday. And one of the superb nucleus of people who show up on the Bennett Show with some regularity over the Ethics and Public Policy Center is his friend and now ours, James Capretta. Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. And people are going to go, what, Capretta again? And here's why. Because you were on Bennett this morning. It was 6:30 our time. And some of the thoughts that I heard you and Bill bandying about have essentially given me my whole show. And callers are now part of this. And I wanted to bring you back on rather than just paraphrase stuff you said. I wanted to get two things from you. And then we might actually take a call or two here as we wrap up our show today. So number one, procedurally speaking, no matter what people think of the wisdom of the strategy or ill wisdom, can you or can you not, through a continuing resolution, fund all of government except Obamacare?
Yes, you can. A CR, a continuing resolution, is a new law. So you're sending through the House and through the Senate legislative language and then approving it and then sending it down to the president. So you can write into a continuing resolution any kind of new legislative language you want.
Well, then what are these people?
They have to be very precise.
Right, and what's with these people? I mean, some, you know, like, oh, I don't know, some senators I could name who are saying, nope, can't do it. It's a fait accompli. It's done. January 1st, Obamacare kicks in. We can play with it around the fringes. The Ted Cruz, Mike Lee strategy would only take a little bit of it away, but doggone it, it's coming, and nothing can be done about it. Why are they mistaken, and why are they saying these things?
Well,
if they
it would
aren't?
Be unusual. I mean, it would be unusual, right? So you have a continuing resolution as essentially an appropriations vehicle.
Right.
It means it spends money. And there are rules in both the House and Senate about, you know, what you should and should not be attaching to an appropriations bill.
Yeah.
So normally the House and Senate tries to discourage their members from attaching to an appropriations bill lengthy legislative language. But that doesn't mean it can't be done. It can be done. You can't do it. There's no law. There's nothing in the Constitution prohibiting you from doing it. And so if you have the political will to do so, you can write into a continuing resolution something that would essentially stop all of the funding associated with the health care law.
All of it. Not just the discretionary, but the stuff that up to now has been mandatory.
All right, you could turn off the Medicaid funding. You could turn off the Obamacare exchange subsidy system. You can turn all of that off in a CR if you write the right kind of language.
All right, so let's have people stop saying that this cannot be done. We can talk all day about whether it should be done, but let's stop saying that the House cannot stop the spigot of Obamacare. And now the House would actually have some likelihood of doing it because it's still run by Republicans. The Senate chances of doing it are incredibly slim and maybe zero, but if they got the votes, they could do it. Let's establish that and let the concrete set. Now, in listening to you on Dr. Bennett this morning, you seem to be part of the community that says just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, no, there's a real big difference between can and should here. Look, I mean, the analogy I try to say is imagine if President Reagan in 1982 or 3, Democrats, you know, gained seats in the 82 election. Imagine if they came back and said, you know, Mr. President, we want you to reverse your tax program from 1981. We want you to restore all of the spending cuts that you tried to institute. We want to, you know, reverse your defense increase. We want to do all of these things to you. Do you think he would have just lied down, you know, and
well,
said,
no.
"Sure, let's do all
no,
that"?
No, he would have stood up and vetoed it, as Obama would surely do with this initiative.
Right. Now, of course, some tax increases did happen. I mean, somebody
right.
might call in and say, "Of course, you know, he did reverse himself on a couple of things," and
right.
it's true that he did. But my larger point is, this is a signature initiative of the president. He won re-election within the last year. It's true that the House retained GOP retained control of the House. But that's not enough to shut down the government indefinitely to try to get them to, you know, essentially torpedo the thing they've worked, you know, probably 4 or 5 decades to secure in law.
No doubt.
So,
absolutely true. I think the futility meter is pretty high here. And yet, when I see Brother Cruz, Brother Lee, and even Marco Rubio is trying to burnish some of his damaged conservative cred, stepping out for this, it inspires me. I know full well in legislation and in life, there are battles you wage because they are the right thing to do. You may win, you may lose, but when all is said and done, you did the right thing. And there is some, there is an odd disconnect, as Senator Cruz points out, between anybody who's ever spoken ill of Obamacare, which is to say, pretty well every Republican, turning around and voting for a continuing resolution that funds it.
Yeah, no, there is a, there is some cognitive dissonance associated with this whole enterprise, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, and I think it's important for your listeners to understand, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be using the continuing resolution as well as the debt limit discussions that are going on, the whole budget negotiation that's going to take place. They should be using that. The GOP should be using that with whatever leverage they have to push back on Obamacare. Believe me, I'm for that. I think they have to be smart about how they do it. They need to do it in a way where the public gets on the GOP's side in that argument. An indefinite government shutdown to try to, you know, stop the whole law from happening, that is almost certainly going to backfire on the people that try to do it, and you'll end up breaking the ranks of the Republicans, and they'll end up retreating in disarray. So, you know, don't do that. But on the other hand, if you attack Obamacare's individual mandate, if you attack the employer mandate, and you attack the fraud and abuse that are going to occur in the exchanges, and make those the ground upon which you stand, I think you have a much better chance of winning. The Democrats don't want to vote on retaining the individual mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So make them. Make that be the bottom line request
that
you absolutely are trying
sense.
To get at.
That is thoroughly lucid, and I'm willing to do all those things, but I wonder why it has to be either or, why it has to be binary or mutually exclusive. I think that is the likely path to follow and the wise path to follow after a soul-cleansing, defining moment in which the in which the people who are truly on board with some courage here reveal it. And the government shuts down for a few days. Somehow, the Earth will remain in its orbit.
Yeah, of course. I agree with you on that. You know, look, the Republic will stand. You know, the life will go on. The sun will come up.
Everything's
not
relative.
The end of the world.
Hey, James Capretta's here. Go ahead and give me your butt, and then I want to plug your book and take a call or two. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I do think, you know, you have to be careful about if you get the whole country ginned up, the people on your side ginned up, your base ginned up about this, and then knowing you're going to have to retreat, it becomes more difficult
well,
to
but,
do.
I guess so. I don't want to go around that tree. I mean, I know what you mean, and yes, that would happen, but I still think there would be the gloss of pride and achievement and principle for having fought the good fight. Jim Capretta's book on all this, he's not just waking up and thinking of this, he has written on it, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, has its own website, wrongforamericabook.com, which is excellent. And Jim's outfit is the Ethics and Public Policy Center, eppc.org. Can we grab a call or two before we send you to the rest of your day?
Absolutely.
It is so great to have you. A frequent Bill Bennett guest, and now that we've got his number, we're going to bother him here too. It is Jim Capretta, and we are in Hazel. Hey, Carol, Mark Davis, welcome. You're on the show, and Jim's here, too. It's nice to have you.
Hi, Mark. How are you this morning?
Hey, good.
Good. I'm just listening to your last interview here and thinking about what the gentleman that called that said, oh, well, we should just go along with, you know, well, you know, we can't really do this.
Yeah, it's just going to damage us.
Yeah. You know what? You got to stand up for something at some point in your life. And I listen to these guys, and I think to myself, you know, I didn't vote for you to go over there and be a willy-livered, wishy-washy person. You know, that's why I love Senator Cruz. He doesn't care what anybody says about him. He just goes ahead and does what's right, what I voted for him for.
Yeah.
And I'm extremely proud that I enticed and cajoled friends that weren't sure because they didn't know who he was, got them to vote for him. And I don't get it. And everybody who goes with this compromise thing needs to read the little booklet called I can't think of the name of it. Confrontational Politics.
Gotcha.
I think you can get it for like $2 online. You need to understand what compromises to liberals and
well,
what compromises.
I'm totally with you, and I kind of want to let, you know, John Cornyn and Jim Capretta and Charles Krauthammer and a bunch of other people who are not on board for the Cruz Lee thing say that and Jim, do your own talking there. You're not really talking about compromise. It's just a different path to hopefully the same end, right?
Right. No. I just think that I wrote a book called, you know, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. So I think You know, your listeners should know where I stand. We need to get rid of the law. We need to replace it with a market-driven health system. And I've been fighting for that for the last several years. The question is whether or not a certain tactic will lead us forward or set us back. And my fear is that a tactic that inevitably will fail will weaken us rather than strengthen us. We need probably to actually pursue a set of tactical maneuvers that will actually win, because that will embolden our side.
We'll get there. I mean, so step one doesn't work. Then we go to step two, which is y'all's. I mean, that's, we don't have to. I mean, the bridge is not burned to step two if once step one fails.
Well, it depends on the nature of how politics works. I mean, if you recall, we did shut down the government in 1995 and 1996 mm-hmm. a couple of different times. Mm-hmm. And the end effect of that episode was a full-scale retreat by the GOP and basically total capitulation, because the press turned on them in such a big
Ooh.
Way that their ranks broke and they couldn't hold anything.
Oh, maybe we got a few guts of your people now. And you know what the difference was? In 95.
Those are the kind of scenarios you want to avoid.
Oh, indeed. But in 95, though, we weren't fighting. Republicans were fighting for sort of smaller government in general, which, you know, half of America doesn't want. Now we're fighting for Obamacare, which more than half of America doesn't want. Fighting over Obamacare, where most people are actually on our side here.
Yeah, look, we have strong arguments against Obamacare. It's destroying jobs. It's reducing people's hours of work. These are things that resonate with just the average voter out there, not even conservatives. So, look, we have a very, very strong case to make. I believe we can make a very strong case to roll back the individual mandate, to delay the exchange subsidies. There's going to be a very big argument about that. Believe me, the president's not going to be happy, but I think we'd have the public on our side, and we could actually win those fights if we get on the right message.
We talk a lot about, you know, heritage and AEI, but another bookmark everybody's got to have is EPPC.org, the Ethics and Public Policy Center. That's the big house where you find Jim Capretta, and it is wonderful to have you. And again, his book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, the website for that is wrongforamericabook.com. Great to have you, and listen, and right on the fly, too. So we really appreciate that, and we will absolutely be calling again.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Appreciate you, Jim. Thank you.